COVID-19 has forced harm reduction programs to rethink how they can continue to help people who use and inject drugs. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard went out with providers in Hartford as they sought to reach people struggling with addiction.
68, 69, 70. A young man stands with his girlfriend in front of an RV truck parked alongside Barnard Park in Hartford. He reaches through an opening in a screen door and drops empty, used syringes into a medical waste bucket, counting as he goes.
It's 82, right? 83, 85.
Greater Hartford Harm Reduction Coalition ambassadors Carlos Santiago and Annie Plord put together a bag full of clean needles, alcohol wipes, tourniquet ties, and other supplies that someone who injects drugs may need to stay safe while using.
Alcohol pads?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave you alcohol too. Need some more?
Yeah.
Do you need Narcan?
You got it? You got some?
There you go.
These days, they're also handing out bags with masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, and soap.
Hey, do me a favor. Stop touching your face. Here.
I know.
All right?
Thank you.
All right.
Take care. Bye, guys.
Harm reduction and syringe services programs are designed to help people who use drugs by decreasing their risk of contracting diseases like HIV and hepatitis, which they can get from reusing dirty needles. Programs also distribute naloxone, the opioid reversal medication, which can help save people from a fatal overdose. The Greater Hartford Coalition also connects people to shelter, food, healthcare services, counseling, and addiction treatment if they want it. Before the pandemic, many of these services were offered with hugs, handshakes, and close one-on-one communication. But social distancing and COVID-19 precautions have caused more than 40% of syringe programs nationwide to scale back services, according to a recent CDC survey. Mark Jenkins, executive director of the coalition, says from the beginning, they've had to come up with ways to continue to care for a vulnerable population and keep everyone safe from the virus, including staff members.
It actually just plunged us into a dual pandemic or epidemic, if you will. We're still right in the middle of an opioid epidemic.
Daniel Raymond says other organizations around the country have been grappling with the same questions and concerns, especially as people experience increased levels of isolation. He's the deputy director of planning and policy at the National Harm Reduction Coalition.
Nobody was able to really anticipate how long this would play out or the twists and turns that this pandemic has taken. And so the big question is whether the supplies, the strategies, the tools, the resources that people have been using to protect themselves from HIV and other infections and overdose risk that worked last year will be sufficient in this time of heightened isolation.
He also worries that the pandemic may cause health-related consequences, like spikes in disease transmission, overdoses, and drug use in the long term.
I think that's the big fear, is that despite our best efforts, that we start slipping backwards.
By 10 a.m., Annie Plord and Carlos Santiago, both in recovery themselves, have already seen more than 70 people at the RV site in Hartford, and they keep coming. Plord says their small team works together to stay safe while in the field. And despite the risks, that's where they want to be.
You know, every once in a while, like, we'll have to be like, hey, like he says, hand sanitize. Go wash your hands. You know, like, we catch each other, but, you know, we, like I said, we're a family. We do what we can. We try to keep each other safe, try to keep them safe. It's not easy by any means.
They don't know what the coming months might bring, but the duo says they know it's important to be out helping people who may otherwise be left to battle addiction, homelessness, and the pandemic alone.
So, you know, we do what we can to work with people and to help them. But, like, you know, out here, as far as the COVID, like, I hope we see an end to it soon. It doesn't look like it. It baffles me. Like, I never thought this would be the world that I would live in, but it is. We're here, and the only thing we can do is stay as safe as possible.
Researchers are conducting ongoing studies to determine how much disease and death from addiction can be linked directly to the pandemic. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.